scripture reading tonight is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available to them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby, lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God for this word.
To celebrate the birth of Christ, the Savior of the world. In Luke chapter 2, verse 14, the angel sang, "Glory be to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men." John Wesley reflected upon this in his explanatory notes upon the New Testament. He wrote, "The shouts of the multitude are generally broken into short sentences. This rejoicing acclamation strongly represents the piety or holy devotion and benevolence of these heavenly spirits. As if they had said, 'Glory be to God in the highest heavens. Let all the angelic legions resound his praises. For with the Redeemer's birth, peace, and all kind of happiness come down to dwell on earth. Yea, the overflowings of divine good will and favor are now exercised towards men.'" This year, we were planning our annual Christmas Eve candlelight service, and all the services for that matter, that we normally plan in any given year. And given the kind of year we had, we knew that this was going to have to be different. That things couldn't be exactly as they were last year and in previous years because of the circumstances of COVID-19 and the pandemic. And so our worship team met and put a plan together as to how we would go about making this Christmas Eve service as special as in years past, all the while keeping it safe amid a deadly pandemic. We had put what I believed was a perfect plan for pulling it off. And so we had put that, what I thought was a perfect plan together, and we were going to have people register for one of two services so we could control the number of people in attendance. We had a plan for overflow if we needed it. We had planned for the plans in place for the music, for social distancing, for mask wearing, for candle lighting. We were even going to light the outside sidewalk and entranceway with luminaries, and weather permitting, we were going to conclude the service by going outside to sing carols. All of those plans, however, were thwarted by a major rise in COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and tragically, deaths. We've been proactive all year long on keeping our congregation members and our community as safe as we possibly can, being as good of actors as we can in our community, and not trying to promote irresponsibility or bad practices that could lead to the to health risks and potential sickness in our community. And as much as we hoped and desired to have an in-person Christmas Eve worship experience this year, as the numbers started rising, we knew we simply could not. Now, as a pastor, I've learned that as much as I want my plans to be realized and perfected, I am not perfect, and we do not live in a perfect world. Thus, I have learned to put my trust in God's perfect plan and not my own. Seeing our team adjust and adapt in-person Christmas services to an online worship experiences has shown me that God cannot be contained or boxed in by my or any other human's plans, and that God's perfection shines through my own imperfections. As Paul said, when I am weak, there Christ is strong. We've held powerful and vibrant Advent services. We've live-streamed a moving and meditative Blue Christmas service this past Sunday. And tonight, we hope you are feeling the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as you invite us onto your TV and device screens, and the Lord into your homes. I'm sure each one of us has found ourselves planning a perfect event only to be interrupted by the late arrival of a food delivery, or the gift you wanted to buy was not available, or where some unforeseen incident caused your event to be postponed or canceled altogether. Our plans for perfection do not always match up exactly with how God is going to work. For most of us, just as it was for the church, there have probably been many times this year, 2020, when we have had to celebrate special times in ways we could have never imagined. Many times our plans were forced to change. Today's scripture shows us that our plans are not always God's plans. In this Christmas Eve lesson, in this Christmas Eve gospel lesson, God is highlighting the simplicity in which Christ was born, in a stable, laid in a feeding trough, visited by poor shepherds. Through the simplicity of Christ's birth, God's glory reigns. As we reflect on the simplicities and humble surroundings of Christ's birth, let us take time to appreciate the simple things that bring us joy. Look around you right now. Look at the people who are next to you if you have them there. Or think of those people in your lives who are special to you. Those people who, if all of the glorious things and all the things you desired and all the pomp and circumstances were to dissipate from the earth, as long as you had those people or those even pets around, you know things were going to be okay because of your love for them and their love for you. Think of the simple things that bring you joy. And the simple ways in which we can show love to one another. God invites all people, from the lowly to the ordinary to the wealthy, to celebrate the birth of eternal hope and salvation into the world. I'll say that again. God invites all people, from the lowly to the ordinary to the wealthy, to celebrate the birth of eternal hope and salvation into the world. That's good news. God is inviting all of us this evening to celebrate. All are invited to deck the halls and celebrate. This time of year is a time in which many of us relish family traditions and rituals, myself not the least of them. But this is also a time to open ourselves to others, to invite, welcome, and share. God's fulfilled his promise, spoken about from the Old Testament, that a Savior would be born, that out of Abraham all nations would be blessed, and that all people would receive the gift of God's saving grace through Emmanuel, through God with us, through the birth of God's only begotten Son. Aside from whatever gifts we may or may not get, lists completed, cookies baked, and stockings stuffed, we have an even greater gift to celebrate. Our God being a promise keeper. The God of our salvation is a promise keeper and a loving, saving, and gracious God. Amen? That is a gift we get to cherish each and every day for all eternity. Today is a celebration of the Lord's fulfilled promise in Jesus Christ. God invites you tonight to see God at work in the ordinary and to remember that God's promise is for all people. That includes each one of us. Imagine if this congregation, you included, brought the good news of great joy, not only to each other and our families, but to the world. Who do you know that needs to hear the good news of God's redeeming grace through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord? How could this good news shape your neighborhood? Shape our communities. The gift that God has already given to us, indeed, the very gift that God has reminded us of this very night, is a gift that needs to be shared. A gift that needs to be put on full display for all to see. It is time that we deck our halls and our hearts for Christ, and prepare for his coming again, this time in the fullness of God's glory, bringing with him God's eternal kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. For this is what Christmas is all about. It is not a one-time-a-year tradition or holiday. It is an event that not only changes the course of our lives, but the course of the entire world. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. The King, sisters and brothers, the King is coming. Let us deck the halls for him who saves. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we open our hearts to you on this, the evening before your birthday. We open our hearts to you, Lord, so that our hearts, along with our halls, may be decked for you. That in all we do, in all we say, your love is witness to all people around us. Help us, Lord, to boldly preach the good news to all people, making them disciples of you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for the transformation of this world. And then, when you finally come with your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, may we hear your words to us. Well done, my good and faithful servants. We pray all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.